This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. For over a year now, the Sales Tax Streamlining Commission has been attempting to simplify how Louisiana collects sales tax. On Tuesday, the commission focused on the state's 10 private nonprofit universities. Typically, they've been exempt from paying sales tax, but that changed in the special sessions, when many exemptions were temporarily suspended. Chairwoman Julie Stokes says that's not how most states operate.
43 states treat higher education institutions equally as it pertains to state sales and use tax.
Tommy Screen with Loyola University says the changes are costing them money they used to be able to save.
Annually, it's anywhere between $400,000 and $500,000 to our campus.
Out of the 50 states, Louisiana has the most complicated method of collecting sales tax, and it was made even more complicated during the special legislative sessions. In an effort to raise more money, the legislature added one additional penny with no exemptions and removed some exemptions from half of the existing 4-cent state sales tax.
We have tended in the past to push the complication of what's taxable and what's not taxable in the state of Louisiana down to the vendors.
Stokes says the goal of the commission is to change that. The commission approved a recommendation that would allow the private universities to get a refund on their sales tax.
It might complicate it for state government, and it might complicate it for these 10 universities, but it will simplify it for every small business that you represent that sells to those universities.
But there's no guarantee the legislature will approve the refunds, which could leave private nonprofit universities being treated more harshly under the Louisiana tax code than their public higher education counterparts. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.